This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Among the many changes to the planet due to global warming are changes to what can grow where. Take, for example, wine grapes. Unstable weather, rising temperatures, and drought are affecting some of the most popular and well-known wine-growing regions. But for vineyard owners who've been sticking it out in cooler, wetter climates for decades, the heat brings new business opportunities. Emily Hovick has more.
At Winery Aufrecht in southwest Germany, staff are getting ready for a busy Saturday crowd. Owner Johannes Aufrecht shows me around.
We're just entering the winery, and then we're heading to the cellar.
He's expanding and improving this family business.
Some fresh paint. We're awaiting some new machinery.
The vineyard sits above Lake Constance, roughly 1,600 feet above sea level. It's gorgeous here, with a panoramic view of the sparkling blue lake. It's also cool and rainy. 30 years ago, wine growing was almost impossible here.
Most of the years were too cold to get nice results in grape growing.
Now the warming climate has made it easier to ripen grapes in this area, and even opened the door to new varietals.
We can do sparkling wines, from barely ripe grapes up to heavier styles of red wines.
In the past, cool climate growers like Aufrecht struggled. Now they're at an advantage, but there are costs to the changing climate too. Hail and unpredictable weather are expensive to manage.
Despite the fact that it has been getting warmer continuously, there's still a lot of variability.
Hans Schultz is president of Geisenheim University in central Germany. He says despite the erratic weather, the overall warming trend is good for wine in cooler places.
We can grow grape varieties now which we couldn't grow 25, 30, 40 years ago.
Researchers have tried to predict the impact of climate change on the global wine economy. One study suggested a rise of 3 degrees Celsius could translate to profit increases of 150% in Western Germany. Other regions will lose money. But either way, Schultz says growers will need to prepare for change.
Grape growing, I always say it's not a coral reef. We can adapt.
Across the Atlantic, wine regions in the northern U.S. also stand to benefit from a warmer climate.
There's a lot of new opportunities that are becoming available because the season is seemingly being pushed longer now.
Bree Stock owns a consulting company called Constant Crush Wine in Oregon's Willamette Valley. This cool region is known for its Pinot Noir, but Stock encourages her clients to try growing new varietals.
Syrah, Cabernet Franc, Gamay Noir all ripen 3 to 6 weeks later than Pinot Noir does.
Stock is seeing new growers from warmer regions like California and France now buying land in the Willamette Valley, where they're counting on having a longer horizon.
People who are coming in have young children who they're hoping to, you know, pass the vineyard down to.
As iconic places like Burgundy begin to struggle, Stock says the Willamette Valley and other cool regions can fill the gap. Oregon and Germany make up a relatively small portion of the global wine economy, but they're both growing. In 2021, for example, German wine exports hit a 20-year high. Back on Lake Constance, Johannes Aufrecht says his winery is part of that trend. He's selling more and more wine throughout Europe and the U.S. these days.
I will see a huge opportunity to gain international reputation. The possibilities are endless.
Aufrecht knows his region will eventually face more extreme weather. But for now, he's looking forward to a few decades of sunshine. On Lake Constance in Germany, I'm Emily Havik for Marketplace.